Good evening, Audio Boo. I am recording on board the very late running 7 p.m. train from London Liverpool Street to Norwich. It's Friday, the 5th of September 2014. And we're just at Stowmarket. Next stop's Diss, and then it'll be Norwich. And then we will get a train from Norwich to Great Yarmouth, which hopefully we won't miss. Oh, God. Today's travels have been a bit hickledy-pickledy. I was meant to meet Darren at Liverpool Street as he travelled from Birmingham down to London, which in itself would have been perfect if Darren had got an earlier train for a start, but he didn't. And then if his train had not been delayed that he was meant to get, which it had. Then he had some problems with assistance at King's Cross. Apparently the underground staff didn't turn up and he had to wait 10 minutes for support, which is a bit naff, really. It doesn't usually happen on the underground. But then I suppose, oh, I don't know. Anyway, so I got to Liverpool Street at my usual time. And I was waiting for Darren. Oops, I popped. So he got to, fortunately he did anyway, he got to Liverpool Street about 10 to 7. So we just managed to get onto the, oopsie daisy, managed to get onto the train we needed. Oh, I'm getting tangled up now because I've got my phone on charge and my earpods hanging from my phone. That's better. So, and then to top it all off, there has been a delay at Ipswich, or prior to Ipswich, getting into Ipswich, because I'm laughing because of the chatter behind. Hopefully you'll be able to pick that up in a minute. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So, basically, we were stuck outside Ipswich ages. We had to go back towards Manningtree, which is the station before. Then we had to switch points and then go on to another platform, which was all right. But then that obviously had a knock-on effect on our journey and it delayed us. And then there was a bit of a delay getting into Stowmarket because of a broken down train ahead of us. So, typical travel. Oh, God. Oh, these trains need to be sacked. Zara thinks we might be there, but we're not yet. We're at Stowmarket. The train was absolutely packed when we got on because it was the first train that was off peak. And there was this woman with a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old. And okay, you know, who wants to have people swear around their kids? But when you're in public places, particularly public transport, you can't really keep telling people not to swear and be careful of their language. I mean, she was drawing more attention to it by saying it. And the 5-year-old repeats everything anyway. And the 2-year-old wouldn't stop screaming because she wanted him to sleep and he didn't. So, yeah, fun and games it was. And she was nice enough. In fact, she did help find seats for us when we got on at Liverpool Street because the assistant I had was a bit naff. He fortunately took notice of the fact that Darren was at the information point, which is on the main concourse at Liverpool Street. So he picked him up on the way and then went on to the train that we needed. So, yeah. Yes. The train has emptied out somewhat, but it usually does on the way to Norwich. So yeah. Not much else to say at the moment, so I will pause this spoo and I will do further bits. Oh, I was going to pause, but it sounds almost like it's getting interesting. There's this bloke on here who sounds like he's pissed, but I'm sure he probably isn't. Because he does make sense. Maybe he's just a little bit simple. And I know I probably shouldn't say that, because people will shoot me down in flames for that. But I don't mean any harm by it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a customer announcement. Any passengers with on-call connections to Cromer and Sheringham, please let me know as I pass through this train. Once again, any passengers for connections to Sheringham, please let me know as I pass through this train. Thank you.
Well, I don't think they're going to stop any trains for Sheringham. Anyway, I really am going to stop this boo now, and I'll speak to you in a bit. I just listened back to the audio boo, and unfortunately the person that I was referring to can't be heard on audio boo, which is more the pity, because I think it would have been quite funny to hear his voice. We are not yet at Dis. Should be there shortly, hopefully. I don't know how much more of a delay getting into Stowmarket is going to put on our journey. Darren's doing something or the other on his phone. I can hear him. We're not actually sitting together, because when we got on at Liverpool Street, the train was absolutely packed. I managed to get in the single seat that they have available, which I usually sit in. So Zara's got plenty of space. She was not pleased when I tried to move away from it. She was like, "Oh, let's go here, Mum." Weather in London was very mild today. Yes. Hopefully assistance will turn up at Norwich. I think it's hilarious. When we were at Yarmouth Station on Tuesday and I was buying Darren's tickets for Birmingham, the guy behind the counter couldn't quite work out how to do the tickets, so he phoned his supervisor, and he said, "I got Zara and her partner here," and I was in hysterics, absolute hysterics. I mean, how can someone think that my name's Zara? Pathetic. I did correct him, and he said, "Do you know what?" He said, "It's because everybody keeps saying Zara." I said, "Well, that's because I tell them that it's to say that it's the lady with the guide dog, Zara." But I just thought it was hilarious that I just thought it was funny that he thought my name was Zara. Mind you, the taxi driver Monday thought that Zara's name was Jeff. Oh, and he kept saying, I'm holding on to Jeff. And I'm like, "What?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm holding on to Jeff. I've got Jeff here." And I said, "I beg your pardon." And he said, "Oh, you know, your dog." And I'm like, "Oh, that's Zara." So we were all laughing about that. So we're now at this. Okay, I really am going to pause for now again, and I will speak to you in a bit. We're now in the taxi on the way home. Got our connection at Norwich, well met, but some idiot didn't tell the assistants that it was me with the guide dog, so they turned up with the buggy, which in London's okay because they have quite big buggies that can take guide dogs, but the one they have at Norwich is not that big, so they wouldn't have been able to. So he just left it by the train and walked us round to the Yarmouth connection. bloke that got off of the Norwich train that we were on from London was completely paralytic. I was right, he was drunk, he wasn't a simpleton, and he wouldn't leave Darren alone. just kept talking to Darren, and he said, "Oh, your missus is off," because I made sure I got off of the train before them, because I thought, oh, I'm not messing about. And that was that. And now we're just, as I say, on our way home. And it's now 10:30, so it has been a long day, as I've been up since 7 in the morning. Because I've been at work.
Now we've been on the troubles.
And we're now on... That's on my audio, boo.
It doesn't matter,
good troubles could be anywhere. Okay. Anyway, so I'm going to pause before Darren actually drops himself even more into it. Otherwise, I won't be able to publish. So I'll speak to you when I get home. Okay, we're now home, and... Oh, it's been a long day for me with work and then travel and getting up early and this, that, whatever else. I'm going to feed Zara and then think about what I need to eat myself. Oh, Neil picked us up from the station. So I thought, well, he's reliable, he might as well have the job. And as it was only me and Darren and Zara, there was plenty of room in the car, so I used him. I don't know if he was a bit pissed off that we didn't use him over the weekend, but there was no way that we could because, you know, there was 5 of us and 2 guide dogs. He would never have got all of us in his car. I know he made plenty of hints about, oh, how will you get to the station and when you go in and that.
Oh, Neil.
Yeah, but we didn't use him because it would have been stupid, just some of us going in his car and some of us going in another car, when we could have got and did get a people carrier from our friends at Albies. So... I mean, he didn't say anything, because I don't know that he would dare, because I'd just... Well, I think he knows that I would just say to him, well, either you want the business or don't you? But he was pretty quiet, which is... I mean, he could be, I suppose, because he's tired, but... Usually him and I have a good old chat. Oops, my headphones nearly fell out. Him and I usually have a good chat on the way to and from the station, and... if he takes me to wherever I need to go. But today he just seemed really quiet, and I thought, oh, well, sod you then. He wasn't unpleasant, and he didn't not help or anything. But I just thought, oh, well, if you're going to be like that about it, be like that about it.
Maybe we're just tired. Who knows?
I don't know. And to be honest, I'm not... You know, the way I look at it is I pay for him to take us wherever.
So we pay for his services.
So at the end of the day, if I want to use somebody else because of whatever, then that's exactly what I'll do.
Oh, yeah.
I don't owe him anything. Anyway, maybe this is turning into a stupid rant, so I'm going to publish this before I fall asleep talking to you on audio. Well, I'm not that tired, but it's, yeah. Anyway, and even on the Yarmouth train, there were pissed people. And the guard had to say, will you let the partially sighted people... Oh, that annoyed me, but I suppose he had to, because they were trying to barge to get off. So he said, do you mind not doing that? And I said, I'm sorry. And he said, I'm sorry. I said, I'm sorry, because I was like, obviously they wanted to go off. And he's like, oh, no, it's fine. This was the... piss passenger. And then he was adamant, oh, let me help you, I'll take you to a taxi. And I said, no, it's fine, we're okay. Because I knew how to get out of the station anyway, because I do it every week. And obviously Zara knows where to go, so I just worked her out of the station as I usually do. And Neil met us as we came out of the station. Okay, well, I really am going to go now, so I'll speak to you guys later. Take care, bye-bye.